"Maybe we can go down and look inside one wee ship," said Rob Anybody meekly. "No, because," Tiffany looked up. A gleam had caught her eye. "Because the sea is coming back," she said. What looked like a cloud on the horizon was getting bigger and glittering as it came. Tiffany could already hear the roar. She ran back up the beach and got her hands under Roland's armpits so that she could drag him into the lighthouse. She looked back, and the Pictses were still watching the huge, surging wave. And there was Wentworth, watching the wave happily and bending down slightly so that, if they stood on tiptoe, he could hold hands with two Feagles. The image branded itself on her eyes. The little boy and the Pictses, all with their backs to her, and all staring with interest at the rushing, glittering, sky-filling wall of water. "Come on!" Tiffany yelled. "I was wrong. This isn't the tide. This is the Queen!" Sunken ships were lifted up and spun around in the hissing mountain of surf. "Come on!" Tiffany managed to haul Roland across her shoulder and, staggering across the rocks, made it to the lighthouse door as the water crashed behind her. For a moment, the world was full of white light and the snow squeaked underfoot. It was the silent, cold land of the Queen. There was no one around and nothing to see except snow and, in the distance, the forest. Black clouds hovered over it. Ahead of her, and only just visible, was a picture in the air. It showed some turf and a few stones, lit with moonlight. It was the other side of the door back home. She turned round desperately. "Please!" she shouted. It wasn't a request to anyone special. She just needed to shout. "Rob! William! Willie! Wentworth!" Away towards the forest there was a barking of the Grimhounds. "Got to get out," muttered Tiffany. "Got to get away." She grabbed Roland by the collar and dragged him towards the door. At least he slid better on snow. No one and nothing tried to stop her. The snow spilled a little way through the doorway between the stones and onto the turf, but the air was warm and alive with nighttime insect noises. Under a real moon, under a real sky, she pulled the boy over to a fallen stone and sat him up against it. She sat down next to him, exhausted to the bone, and tried to get her breath back. Her dress was soaked and smelled of the sea. She could hear her own thoughts a long way off. They could still be alive. It was a dream, after all. There must be a way back. All I have to do is find it. I've got to go back in there. The dogs sounded very loud. She stood up again, although what she really wanted to do was sleep. The three stones of the door were a black shape against the stars. And as she watched, they fell down. The one on the left slipped over slowly, and the other two ended up leaning against it. She ran over and hauled at the tons of stone. She prodded the air around them in case the doorway was still there. She squinted madly, trying to see it. Tiffany stood under the stars alone and tried not to cry.
"What a shame," said the Queen. "You've let everybody down, haven't you?"
End of CD 6.